Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Gator. Stafford, back to pass. Here comes a pass rush. Can't get away. And he's dropped. And oh, look, it's Ndamukong Suh.
Tackled by number 93. Oh, is he 93 or 90? 93, I think. Ndamukong Suh.
If that happens, do we hear Suh in the crowd?
I think it, first of all, I think you will a little bit, regardless of the timing of the play. I think if the Lions are down by double digits and that happens, I think it's going to be a deafening roar of Suh.
Do you?
Yeah. If the Lions are down by double digits. If it happens to be the first, you know, couple drives of the game, you'll hear a couple of it, but I think you'll hear more boos than Suhs. But as the score in the game gets out of hand, if that were to happen later on, then I think that you'll hear the sarcastic Suh.
How prevalent do you think it'll be?
If it's double digits, I think it'll be pretty prevalent.
Because I don't think we should hear it. And I'm treading on what I think is very thin ice, and I don't like doing this very often. And that is telling fans how to behave and what to do. In fact, it's kind of one I think it's a cardinal sin. But for the purposes of this topic, I don't think Ndamukong Suh was a great Detroit Lion. I think he was a great player. But I think Ndamukong Suh's agenda to forward the brand of Ndamukong Suh exceeded his agenda to forward the Detroit Lions. I think the repeated personal fouls, the stomping on people, the kick to the schnutz, all this stuff that was selfish, and it hurt the team. And it's going to happen every once in a while. But with him, it seemed like there was always something. I don't think Ndamukong Suh ever wanted to be here. I think that was clear from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate because he's exactly the kind of football player that they needed, that any team would need. And I wanted the Lions to draft him desperately. And they did. And I was happy. And then I started getting bad vibes from day one. And Ndamukong Suh left and he left on his own. And I'm not saying he needs to be booed either. But I don't think he should get the and it's not hero's welcome, but the acknowledgement with the Suh when he sacks Stafford Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be overwhelming with it. I think the boos will outdo the Suhs for a couple reasons. One, I don't think the majority of fans don't like him anyway because of the way that he left the team and left the franchise. But also, the boos will come maybe not because Suh is the one that made the sack, but because the offensive line gave up the sack. And it's really an indictment of the team.
It's going to be hard to distinguish the boos from the Suhs.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly. No, listen, can the Lions make it close and keep it a close game?
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's possible. No carry-on is like no chance for me, the way I look at it. The only way I think that the Lions can beat the Rams is if the Rams are completely yawning and looking past this game and just la, 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 nothing to see here, and the Lions are trying their hardest. The talent level, there's such a disparity in talent level on both sides of the football where the Rams have the advantage. But as far as fans are concerned, yeah, I don't like to tell fans either. I'll express my opinion. I get very upset with fans that do the preemptive boo. I don't want the preemptive boo. Like when a player... when the Tigers go to the bullpen and here comes, you know, a pitcher out of the bullpen who's struggled lately, and they start booing already. Don't boo him yet. You know, in baseball, it always bothered me because a player's performance can change from one player, one day to the next, one batter to the next, particularly for a pitcher. Don't boo somebody until they do something at that moment that's boo-worthy. If that player gives up a home run and you thought it was obvious, go ahead. Let him have it. I don't care. But don't boo him as he's running from the bullpen to the pitcher's mound. And it's kind of like the same thing with the Lions. Like, I wouldn't boo Stafford as he's running out onto the field, and yet some fans will. You boo if you see a horrible decision, like the throw to make the pick six. You want to boo and let your voice be known? Go ahead. Very upset with that too.
Again, but I think we're treading on thin ice here. I don't know that it's fair of us to do this very often, but we're obviously doing it today.
But I honestly feel that this is my set of rules for when I think it's okay to boo somebody, and I'm not going to condemn anybody for when they just go ahead and boo what you want. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying have the right time to do it. As they're playing, before anything's happened, there's no point in it. But if they screw up and they make a mistake that's obvious in your mind, let them have it. That's fine.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Will we hear sue if he sacks Matthew Stafford? From Scott, yes, you will hear it. Two things. Regardless of how it ended, the guy gave us some great moments, so there's respect for that. And yes, I'll bite on your hook. Stafford angst is starting to reach even the hardcore Kool-Aid cornbread fans, so frustration will be part of it for sure. And then he writes, third reason, because it's fun to do. Some of the boos will blend in and make it more pronounced. John Kuhn wouldn't be as popular in Green Bay if his name wasn't Kuhn. Lou Whitaker. Lou. People love doing that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Lou was also a Hall of Fame caliber player.
He was. But when you have a role guy that, like Eddie McDoom, and people like going Doom, not a Hall of Fame caliber player, but they like doing that. So 248-539-9797. Personally, if he was your favorite player, I guess go for it. I always find it to be a misappropriation of priorities. Actually, it's not in this case. Because the team isn't very good. If you're going to be a bigger fan of a player than you are of your team, the only time that I found myself in that position was when my team sucked. And the only thing you have to root for is a player. So in this particular instance, I suppose it does fit that criteria. The Lions aren't particularly good. And if you were a giant Ndamukong Suh fan here, I guess I just talked myself out of it. I literally just talked myself out of it. I guess go for it. Because the Lions aren't playing for much, if anything. And I think that rule supersedes the rule of cheering for the other team, per se.
The rule of fan decorum?
Yeah. But who am I? I mean, it's just my opinion.
I'm just surprised a little bit that fans would... Given how Sue treated Lions fans, basically, and treated the Lions organization and wanted to get out from day one and said that he controlled whether he was going to be here or not. The whole,
which was
everything
BS.
That came out of his mouth was just crazy. And then when he leaves for the Dolphins, it was clear it was about more money, not only to get more money from the Dolphins, but going to the state of Florida. You don't have to pay state income tax, which made that like a $15 or $20 million gap between what the Lions had offered and what the Dolphins are going to offer. And then what he's do? He leaves the Dolphins high and dry, and now he's over in with the Rams now. He's a front running guy.
By the way, here is what he had to say. He was asked yesterday about Detroit, and here's what he said.
Together about the Lions organization.
I'll refrain from my comments about the organization. Like I said, the city is an amazing city. Great people there. I look forward to seeing a bunch of people. I'm glad we're going in on a Friday, so I can have some time to catch up with folks. But refrain from the organization, say the
least. Why?
I was wondering about that.
That's like strange.
If you want to say, you know, they made a lot of bad decisions and, you know, we didn't win enough, there's nothing wrong with that. But I thought the organization treated him pretty well.
I mean, if he comes out and says, look, you know, they didn't offer me enough money to stick around. They clearly weren't all about winning. They weren't committed to it.
Yeah. Not that
I can see
that's
that.
Fair
I
game,
guess he wants
and I don't think anybody in Detroit would
overpay. But yeah,
I mean, he's either being too careful or I'm sort of like, what did Detroit do? Because I felt like Ndamukong Suh was treated very well here. They just, at the end of his contract, which got him to free agency quicker, which is what he wanted.
My opinion of Ndamukong Suh, it started over the last couple of years that he was a Lion. And that is that I always thought he was trying so hard to come across as being ultra intelligent. And like he's got such a plan that it's very elaborate and for himself, and nobody else needs to know what it is, but he's the only one that's in on his own, you know, little way. And I think that it kind of plays out there. And I don't think he's as smart as he thinks he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.